the familiar text, Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 13, the message of the heavenly host to the shepherds. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Peace on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. Peace is very trendy at Christmas time, more than any other time of the year. Just yesterday, I received a Christmas card, "Peace on Earth," from Baylor School of Music. I needed a little peace on earth after the Baylor football game. And so the card came at the appropriate time. Peace on earth. You see the word peace illuminated with lights and that terrible stuff called glitter all around us at Christmas. The word peace embroidered on pillows and on Christmas sweaters. On many a courthouse and city hall lawn, you see the words peace on earth. Webster says, "Peace is freedom from war, a state of harmony, freedom from civil commotion, freedom from anxiety and annoyance, peace, a state of tranquility and serenity." On this second Sunday of Advent, would you allow me to share some words that have been written, words that have been spoken, and words that have been sung concerning peace? Bono and the band U2 sang, "Heaven on earth, we need it now. I'm sick of all this hanging around, sick of sorrow, sick of pain. I'm sick of hearing it again and again that there's gonna be peace on earth." You hear it every Christmas time, but hope in history won't rhyme, so what's it worth, this peace on earth? Peace on earth, peace on earth. John Lennon's classic "Imagine," you may say, "I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and all the world will be as one. Imagine all the people living life in peace." But it's not just songs. Some great women and men through the years have offered and given us great statements on peace. President Ronald Reagan said, "Peace is not the absence of conflict. It is the ability to handle conflict by peaceful means." President John F. Kennedy said, "Peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly process, gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, quietly building new structures." First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt had a marvelous quote on peace. She said, "It is not enough to talk about peace. One must believe in it. And it isn't enough to believe in it. One must work at it." Gandhi said, "To make peace on earth is first to make peace with oneself." The Dalai Lama said, "Do not let the behavior of others destroy your own peace." And the great novelist Michael Cunningham said, "You can't find peace by avoiding life." A mystic writer and poet, Thomas Merton, said these revealing words about peace: "We are not at peace with others because we are not at peace with ourselves. And we're not at peace with ourselves because we are not at peace with God." It was the second Sunday of Advent, 2005. As I sat in my room on that Saturday night looking at that Advent sermon, a sermon on peace that I had written that week, sounding much like this sermon. But on that Sunday evening, as I looked at those words on the paper before me, it had been less than 24 hours since Aurelia and I had sat in the doctor's office, and he had told Aurelia it is stage 4 breast cancer, surgery, radiation, chemotherapy. And that night, 24 hours, the words on my notes seemed so insignificant. And I found that sermon this week, and that Saturday night I had just put a big X across the sermon, and on a yellow sticky note I wrote this: peace, real peace, Advent peace, has nothing at all to do with the circumstances in our life this day. Oswald Chambers said, "Peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is the presence of God." Peace has everything to do with inviting God into every situation in our life, regardless of the situation. And it can begin today, this day, for all of us. Isn't that the story of Advent? Isn't that the stories that we read so often in the gospel? A story of peace. I read from Luke 2, but really we should read from Luke 1. Mary, Luke 1, "But the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end.'" Mary's first words: "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, will have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month already. For no word from God will ever fail." Mary's second word: "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." You talk about peace, the peace that Mary had. And what about Joseph? In Matthew chapter 1, this is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. But before he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home to be your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She'll give birth to a son, and you're to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said to the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they'll call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. Talk about peace. An angel appears. Your girlfriend is pregnant by Holy Spirit. Wow. There's peace. And yes, Luke 2, the shepherds, they're simply watching their flocks at night. Simply doing what they did every night, protecting their flocks. And the shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night, the angel of the Lord appeared to them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were just a little afraid. And the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy to all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior is born to you. He is Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger." And then the great company of the heavenly host said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." And when the shepherds heard this, after the angels left, they said, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which the Lord has told us about." Talk about peace. And so we say, yeah, if an angel came to me, maybe I would have some peace too. We suddenly find ourselves waiting and longing, maybe for an angel, or maybe something not too dramatic, some magic angel dust to fall upon our home, that we would have peace. Something magical to happen in our life, something to change magically in our job, or in the midst of that crisis, if only this would go away, I would have peace. If only this would change, then I would have peace. If only I could have this. If only, Oswald Chambers was right. Peace comes not in the absence of trouble. It comes in the presence of God. This morning you've been most gracious to allow me to share peace quotes from songs that you've long forgotten, and from men and women, and even my own quote. We don't need to have an angel come. Why don't we simply hear the words of Jesus? John 14 records Jesus' words to his apostles and to us. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. You believe in God. Believe also in me." In John 14, later, Jesus is recorded as saying, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, an advocate to walk with you and be with you forever. I will not leave you as orphans, but I will be with you." Peace, Jesus said. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives, but my peace. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Again I say, do not be afraid." And then Jesus' words recorded in John 16, verse 33. Jesus said, "I've told you these things in order that you might have peace. In this world, you'll have trouble. But take heart," Jesus said, "but take heart, for I have overcome the world." So many things today long to steal my peace. Situations, individuals, you want to know their names? I know not. Crises, life in general longs to steal my peace. But this second candle, the candle the Freemans lit, the candle right next to hope, peace and hope, it changes it all. Yes, you will leave here this morning as you came. There will still be hurts in your life that are in your car waiting. When you get home, there will probably still be some anxiety, confusion and maybe even chaos, but don't forget the angel message, peace on earth to those on whom God's favor rests. God's favor rests on you, O believer. Peace on earth, indeed, peace in your life, peace in your family, peace in your heart. Hillsong sings this song entitled Peace. There's a peace far beyond all understanding. May it ever set my heart at ease. Dare anxiety come, I'll remember that peace is a promise you keep. Peace is a promise you keep. What anxiety fails to remember is peace is a promise you keep. Peace, O God, is a promise you keep. You are peace to a restless soul. Peace when my thoughts wage war. Peace to the anxious heart. That's who you are. That's who you are. You are peace when my fear takes hold. Peace when I feel enclosed. Peace when I lose control. That's who you are. That's who you are. I found peace far beyond understanding. Let it flow when my mind's under siege. All anxiety bows in the presence of Jesus, the keeper of peace. And peace is a promise he keeps. Shall we pray? Peace on earth. We long for it, O God. As the children sang this morning, our hearts were moved. The lump was in my throat. Tears filled my eyes. Those precious children, oh God, we pray that they will always know of peace. Peace on earth. We pray that their lives will change our world, that through them they will be instruments of your peace. We leave here, oh God, with certain anxieties and diseases and disasters and chaos, but we leave not without your peace. Jesus, you told us there will be troubles in this world, but fear not, for I have overcome the world. That peace came on a midnight clear, peace on earth. We claim that peace and that hope on this Advent. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.